Thank you for joining us for First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood's weekly podcast.
Happy Easter! He is risen! Thank you for worshiping here with us at First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood. We are glad that you are here to celebrate the empty tomb and the resurrection of Christ. Today, if you didn't know, it's also Hat Sunday. So here's an extra hat if any of you need to come up and borrow it. But we also wanted to let you know, if you are able to, you can sign the pads in your pews, the friendship pads, and pass them down so that we know that you were here today. We also invite you to share your prayers with us, and we will pray for you over the week. And if you need a prayer appointment, you let me know. But we also want to let you know that for children, we have a special Easter egg hunt during our children's time. It'll be, or after our children's time. So it'll be following in the middle of worship. And we want to invite you following worship to our love feast. We have a lot of fellowship and coffee, so we want you to join us in our lounge following the service. For those of you who do not know what a labyrinth is, we have created a prayer labyrinth or maze, and it is in our social hall, so you are able to walk it during or after the worship service. And if you have sponsored a lily on the beautiful cross, the flowered cross that we have behind us, you are invited to take yours home after the service. Or you could give it to someone that is in need or would like one that may or may not be allergic to an Easter lily. We also wanted to share a celebration. I don't know if Daniela is still in the back, but Daniela is our acolyte, and we just wanted to celebrate her fourth anniversary of being an acolyte. She's a junior, so thank you, Daniela, for your service. Before we start our worship, I wanted to share a poem with you written by someone that many of you may know. It is written by Kitty Welch, the mother of Wendy Welch. She was a writer and a poet, and she shared this poem with me yesterday. It's called The Burden of the Cross. The rugged cross he carried with thorns upon his head, though sore at heart he blessed them, the lambs for which he bled. He rose and fell in agony while brothers left his side. Is this the gratitude of man for which our Savior died? In unison we rise to pray, so grateful for his love. His gospel teaches strength when sought is found from him above. Eternal life is promised, a respite from the strife of every hurdle that we face in this transitional life. As we prepare our hearts for worship, let us be in the spirit of worship this Easter Sunday.
Thank you. us pray. Oh God of all our days, we come here this morning with eager anticipation. We seek to know you, to see you, to touch you. Open our hearts, Lord, that we might experience you anew. Open our lives, that we may be faithful witnesses to your resurrection. May we, with shouts of joy, proclaim your steadfast, liberating love to all people everywhere. Amen. If you will now please open your red hymnals to number 888, we're going to join together in the affirmation of faith. I will read the first paragraph and then we'll join all together. This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved. Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and appeared first to the women, then to Peter and the 12, and then to the many faithful witnesses. We believe Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn from the dead, in whom all things hold together, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell by the power of the Spirit. Christ is the head of the body, the church, and by the blood of the cross reconciles all things to God. Amen. And now if you'll open your bulletins, we'll join together in the call to worship. Listen, people, for I bring you amazing news. Jesus, who was dead and buried, is risen from the dead.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The notion is ridiculous, the event unprecedented, and our claim utterly amazing. Christ has been resurrected from the dead. Be seated.
If I could reach the stars, I'd pour one down for you. Shine it on my heart so you could see the truth, that this love I have inside is everything it seems. But for now I find it's only in my dreams that I can change the world. And I would be sunlight of your universe. You would think my life was something good, baby, if I could change the world. If I could be a king, even for a day, I'd take you as my queen. I'd have it no other way. And our love would rule in this kingdom we have made. Till then I'd be a fool, wishing for the day that I can change the world. I would be the sunlight of your universe. You would think my life was really something good, baby, if I could change the world. Baby, if I could change the world. I could change the world, I would be the sunlight of your universe, and you would think my love was really something good. Baby, if I could change the world, baby, if I could change the world, baby, if I could change the world.
Amen. Thank you, Jeff and Gary. At this time now, before we enter into a time of prayer, we lift up prayers that you have on your hearts, and your minds, and your memories, and your thoughts. We lift up prayers for beloved family members and friends that are near and abroad. We lift up prayers for those looking for work, support, friendship, those suffering from loneliness, sickness, depression, or mental illness. We lift up those who have suffered loss and death. We invite you to take Good News, one of our messengers, our newsletters, after the service. If you haven't picked yours up, you can. After, there's a box with your name, and there's a lot of extras. But there is a prayer list where you can lift up the prayers of our people in our community. But here now, as we pray together, let us be in a spirit and attitude of prayer. O God of us all, we give you thanks for your love, your grace, and your power on this blessed resurrection morning. We thank you for the many friends and loved ones who have made the extra effort to gather here with us today. We thank you for the brilliance of the colors on us and around us, and that remind us of new life. Today, blessed God, we gather to remember and celebrate. This morning, we remember Jesus who healed the sick and raised the dead. We remember Jesus who gathered children to himself and dealt kindly with women centuries before our efforts at women's liberation. We remember Jesus who always kept the mission in the forefront and the minutiae in the lowest seat. We remember Jesus, Son of God, Song of God, who sang God's melody to us. We remember Jesus who consented to suffer and die at our hand. Today, Almighty God, we celebrate the fact that death could not hold Jesus in the grave. We celebrate that not even death is able to separate us from the love of God. We celebrate the new life that we have in Christ. We celebrate the assurance that we have of eternal life. Today, we celebrate and give thanks that in life, in death, in life after death, we belong to God. Amen. You are invited now to turn in your red hymnal to page 314 as we sing In the Garden.
Thank you. And may the peace of Christ that passeth all understanding be with us and upon us this day. Wonderful job. Thank you. And now would you please stand and greet those around you this morning.
All the children come up for children's time. Hey, guys, you have to face me. Happy Easter. Hi, come on up. This is what we say when we say on Easter Sunday, we say, He is risen, and everybody else has a response, and they say, He is risen indeed. So I'm going to practice with you. He is risen. Good job. Well, today, I wanted to talk to you about something. Look at this. Do you guys remember what this was? Who showed up last time when we on the first Sunday of Lent? Henry, what was this? We buried the Alleluia. And look what grew, guys. Easter eggplants. That's what an eggplant looks like. Did you know that? April Fools. I was going to say that you guys should go out and then do an Easter egg hunt afterwards, but there really is an Easter egg hunt afterwards, so happy Easter. Well, Henry remembered what we did last time, and I'm going to do this just so we don't have a big mess. But we buried an Alleluia. Who remembers what the Alleluia looked like? Henry, what did it look like? So it was a paper with a crossing, Alleluia. Josie, do you remember what it looked like? Mm-hmm. And was it black and white? Was it purple and green? What was it? Purple, Annabelle, are you sure? Purple. But do you remember what color it was? Hot pink. Wow. Henry, do you remember what color it was? Orange. Josie, do you remember? Well, the can was orange. But the note, we buried an alleluia. Look, I'm going to dig this up. Oh, my goodness. This has been buried. It is so cool that it grew some eggs. I'm so excited. Are you ready to see what is in it? So we buried a black and white paper sign that said alleluia. But what? It's purple, Annabelle, and yellow, and orange. Henry, will you hold that up and stand up and hold that for everyone? The alleluia has changed colors. We did not say the word alleluia all through Lent because we were sad that it was our time walking in the desert, that we were going to miss Jesus because we knew that Jesus was going to die on a cross. But today we get to say alleluia because Jesus is risen. So everyone say alleluia.
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 Christ the Lord is risen indeed. And so we are so excited that Jesus has come back to us to teach us to learn how to live and how to love. So I'm going to invite all of you to pray with me. So can you pray with me? Repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
Dear God.
Dear God.
We thank you.
Thank you.
For bringing the alleluia.
Bring the alleluia.
Back into our lives.
Back into our lives.
And we thank you.
Thank you.
For bringing Jesus into our lives again.
Bring Jesus into our lives again.
We thank you for your love. Amen.
Amen.
Good job. So we'll see all of you. Did you already do the Easter egg hunt? You're going to go back with Miss Letha, but before we do, Miss Letha has a little present for all of you, and I forgot to do this. Let's see if it works. Happy Easter. No, didn't work. Let's try this one. Happy Easter. My sister gave me another. So happy Easter. Kyra, will you, and Ashley, will you get that bag over there? No, will you get that bag over there? This bag is a thank you for Miss Letha and a thank you to the community that put together all of our Easter party yesterday. So thank you to the Easter Bunny. Thank you to the helpers. But thank you, Miss Letha, for putting all of that together. And Kyra's going to give that to you. Before you go off, Miss Letha also has a little gift for you. Ashley, why don't you give everybody a bracelet and you and Kyra can help. So we'll see you after church. We have a big love feast. Bye, Kyra. We'll see you all in the lounge after this. That would be awesome, Henry.
Now we've come to monthly announcements with our Academy Award-winning announcement team, Norman Kelsey and Philip Modis.
Hello again, everybody, and happy Easter. Welcome. On behalf of Vin Scully and our producer, Arnie Harris, I'm Harry Carey with another beautiful opening day here at Tahunga Ravine. I hope y'all picked up your copy of the good news, your scorecard, for all that's happening this Easter season.
Well, friends, it's great to see you all here today in your Sunday best. Families, friends, and all the little ones. We've got a near capacity crowd here today at our Blue Heaven, and you know what that means. It's time for church announcements.
We love to start the season with the stadium grounds in tip-top shape. Leading off next Saturday, it's all-church work party from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Meet right here in the sanctuary. Why? We expect our cleanup hitters to go yard, but even the utility infielders and the middle relievers will be in high demand.
That's right, Harry. Now, Sunday, April 8th, is Mission Sunday, your chance to be Clayton Kershaw for the community. Please bring non-perishable proteins to donate to the food pantry to help strike out hunger.
Wednesday, the 11th, is Ladies' Day. Ladies' Day here at the ballpark. The UMW Executive Board meets in Lofilo at 10 a.m., followed by UMW General Luncheon at noon.
Now we have a doubleheader on Sunday the 15th. First up, for all the rookies waiting for the call-up after spring training, confirmation and membership class with Coach Allison meets at 9 a.m. in the lounge.
And the second half of this twin bill is the charge conference in the main sanctuary following coffee fellowship. The district superintendent will be on hand to sign autographs and take photos with youngsters. Flat items only, no baseball bats, please. Also, be on hand to cast your ballot for leadership placement. The All-Stars need your votes.
All glove, no hit is usually a knock for fielders, but Tabitha Circle has the surest hands in the league. They meet at 11:30 a.m. on Monday the 16th and hand-in-hand to knit those precious baby items.
Hey, Vin, Mr. Cub himself, Ernie Banks, always liked to say, let's play two. And Banks spelled backwards is snab. We have another doubleheader on Thursday, April 19th. Join us for tea fellowship at Chatto Tea Room in Old Town, Pasadena at 11:30 a.m. Tailgate and carpool prior to the event here in the North Lot at 11 a.m. Please RSVP with the church office.
Now the second matchup of the day pits future Hall of Famer PB versus perennial All-Star Jay in what is sure to be a pitching duel for the ages. The PB&J Project will face off in the lounge at 7 p.m. on Thursday the 19th. Now it's always special to see veterans stage a comeback, and this year is no different. Sunday, April 22nd, we welcome Earth Day back to the lineup. This MVP has been in the league since 1970, and this year's theme is End Plastics Pollution. Coach Allison will be making a special announcement later this month, and you know the fans will be excited about Earth Day Bobblehead Night.
And the 25th of April, we honor one of the greatest sluggers of all time when Babe Ruth Circle meets in the community room at 7:30 p.m. Come celebrate the Bambino and the legacy of the Bronx Bombers.
Now, Harry, warming up in the bullpen, here's our Eastertide announcement closer. Adult membership class in hand from noon to 2 on Sunday, April 29th. Lunch will be provided. Now, I can't guarantee it will be delicious Dodger dogs from Farmer John and refreshing ice-cold Coca-Cola, but why not make plans to visit the stadium during this homestand to find out more?
And that closes out that end, but before we go, we gotta hear it from all of you. I want to hear it good and loud. A one, a two, a three, a four. Here we go.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. That's it's root for the Dodgers. If they don't win, it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Hey, let's get some runs.
Wow, so hard to follow that. Sheesh. Good job, guys. All right. For the offertory today, one true power source. So the story is told of someone who plugged a power strip into itself and then couldn't understand why it wasn't working. Now, of course, this is a funny story that we can get a kick out of from time to time, but how often do we all really try to power our own lives? We frequently think we need to be the source of our own strength and joy, peace, energy, and wisdom. But Jesus doesn't teach us to find life within ourselves, or in any human being, or earthly circumstance, object, or philosophy. Rather, calling himself the Good Shepherd, Jesus says, I have come that my sheep may have life and have it abundantly. We don't access that abundant life by plugging into ourselves. Instead, Jesus invites us to plug into his power and joy and peace and hope and truth.
through power and scripture, worship and service, fellowship with other Christians, and the beauty of God's world. The ushers will wait upon the congregation for this morning's tithes and offerings. Majestic One, today we celebrate the miracle that was created for all who are ready to receive. Your absolute decree of the risen Son reminds us that our faith is connected intimately to your amazing, unwavering love. The unconditional love that you repeatedly uplift is our reminder to love all of your children. Multiply these gifts so the promise of a seemingly distant heaven becomes more of a reality here on earth. Glory, hallelujah, amen, and amen. You may be seated.
One quick last announcement here. All the Easter lilies that you see behind me here on the cross that goes up every year, you can open the insert of your bulletin and see who they were purchased by, in honor of, and memory of. And if you purchase one, please feel free to take your lily home with you today. And I'm sure there'll be extras. And as you see in your bulletin, we have an extra bouquet of flowers this morning in loving memory of Dr. Joey K. McDonald. Thank you.
All creatures of our God and
The scripture lesson for this Easter morning is from Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell the disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Here ends the reading for this morning's scripture. May the Lord add his blessing on these words.
These fascinator hat changes and shoe changes are getting pretty complicated. Forgot something. Jimmy Kimmel has been bringing former NASA engineer Mark Rober on his past few April Fool's Jimmy Kimmel live shows to teach his audience the craziest April Fool's jokes to play on your beloved. Remember, if you know Jimmy Kimmel, he is the late-night talk show host who has parents tell their kids that they ate all their Halloween candy, and then at Christmas tells them to give them the crappiest present they can find and film their reactions. This year, because Easter has fallen on April Fool's, and it hasn't done so since 1956, and since we might not get this chance for another 60 years or so, go ahead and fill your beloved, your children's hollow Easter bunnies with broccoli, their Cadbury eggs with mayonnaise, or make cake pops out of Brussels sprouts. Jimmy said they're called Brussels Stovers. April Fools. Other websites have suggested that you send your kids into the yard for an Easter egg hunt, but you really haven't hit anything. So, April Fools. But perhaps it was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ who pulled the best Easter prank on the unwilling fool. Death. Remember, death happened upon a cross, yet the tomb was empty. Death did not get the last say. April Fools, love wins. So today, my friends, as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, are we fools for Christ today, or are we Easter people, the ones who are in on the joke? Let us think on these things. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, may they be acceptable in your sight, God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This April 1st, also referred to All Fools' Day, has been celebrated for several centuries by different cultures. Its exact origins remain a mystery. But my favorite origin story, though, is speculated by some historians, is that on April Fool's Day, it goes back to 1582, when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, as called by the Council of Trent in 1563. People who were slow to getting the news or failed to recognize that the start of the new year had already moved to January 1, they continued to celebrate it during the last week of March through April. April 1st became the butt of jokes and all these hoaxes. These pranks included having paper fish placed on their backs and being referred to as Poisson d'Avril, April fish, said to symbolize a young, easily caught fish and gullible person. And warning, my friends, I wouldn't recommend you try to Google anything today for any real facts unless you want some real fake news about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle getting hitched, or about avocado-flavored Coca-Cola. Or you might want to learn something about seahorse racing. Yet perhaps Jesus' fake headlines, like if you saw our marquee driving in today, was changed by our disciple pranksters in the middle of the night last night, reading, YOLO, hashtag, just kidding. And we could go for the longer acronym to quote Jesus saying, YOLO, LOL, JK, BRB, heart emoji, Jesus, hashtag, April Fool's Easter. Translation from TweetSpeak and not Aramaic. Don't get me wrong here. You can only live once. You only live once. YOLO. Laugh out loud. LOL. Just kidding. JK. BRB. Be right back. Love. The emoji. Jesus. Hashtag if you want to click on the link for April Fool's Easter if anybody else clicks that. But I'm guessing that the original Easter Sunday, if employing the Gregorian calendar, fell on April Fool's Day. Just kidding. I have no idea if it did or not. But if it did, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they may go and anoint the Christ. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. In Mark's account that you heard today, of the three women at the tomb, is that they had been saying to one another, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb? For it was too heavy. Yet, when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. Odd. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there's a place that they laid him. And the message comes with these instructions. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. The women, they weren't quite ready to go tell it on the mountain. Just not yet. So they went out and they fled from the tomb. For terror and amazement had seized them. And they had said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Which is probably why I prefer the John text. The John chapter 20 text, where Mary mistakes Jesus for the gardener. She said, Mister, if you took him, tell me where you put him so I can care for him. And Jesus said, Mary. And turning to face him, she said in Hebrew, Rabboni, meaning teacher. And Jesus said, don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go to my brothers and tell them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. The cool part about that story? Mary Magdalene went telling the news to all of the disciples. I saw the Master, and she told them everything that he had said to her. No April fooling, nothing but the truth. This morning's hula danced to Kea Laula by the Makaha Sons of Ni'ihau, with sisters in Christ, Patty and Julie, is a song telling of the rising sun, a story to tell the generations. Burst with rays of fire, opened a flaming pathway from the source, the center. The foundation trembled, echoed through the land, opened a stream of life, moving toward the ocean onward like a living river, opened a seaward path, enveloped in life's ha or breath. The story is told, restored the sacred domain, opened the path of life for the generations of this land. This is a story reminding and reminiscent of the trembling of the foundations and the shaking of the earth on Good Friday, when our Savior died on the cross. Yet, like a living river and life's breath, life continues and we
are asked and we are tasked to tell the story, a story for all time. My friends, in this story, death loses, love wins. The greatest joke of all time is the one in which death's sting holds no ground, one in which God's love abounds, where death's final resting place is not in the tomb, but that eternal life springs forth in Christ's resurrection. Death does not have the last say. Joke's on you, death, April Fools. And it is in the storytelling of eternal life, that we are called to remember. To remember Christ's living sacrifice for us. To lift up the memory of our spirits past so that they too may live in life eternal. As we are called out of the wilderness of Lent to walk with others and to walk with each other, we are called to be Easter people. And Easter people, you are called to raise your voices. And the song which we will sing at the end of our service, Easter people, raise your voices, sounds of heaven and earth should ring. Christ has brought us heaven's choices, heavenly music, let it ring. Alleluia, alleluia, Easter people, let us sing. As the lyrics that we find in hymn 304 was written by a United Methodist pastor, Reverend William Marcus James, for his congregation at the Metropolitan Community United Methodist Church in New York City. The first stanza seems to echo Charles Wesley's Christ the Lord is risen today. Wesley states earth and heaven in chorus say, and James proclaims sound of heaven and earth should ring. The musical metaphor continues with Wesley to sing ye heavens, and the earth replies. And James says, heavenly music, let it ring. Easter people, let us sing. And both acknowledge the cosmic connection between heaven and earth. The Wesleyan connection is unmistakable in James' hymn. And both hymns share this victory language, which cites 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and asks, where's thy victory boasting grave? James sounds a battle cry at the end, saying, on to victory now as we go. It's the triumph. The triumph of the resurrection over evil, that is the theme of Easter people. It reminds us that we are called to love. It reminds us that we're called to do and be, to go out into the world and to serve one another, to right the wrongs, to overcome evil. Yes, that's the secret, friends. You're in on it. This is how we are called to live. The story doesn't end at the cross, nor does it end at an empty tomb. Fluffy Easter bunnies, hidden eggs, and marshmallow peeps are nice. But what happens after Easter? What are you called to go out and do and be after this day? After Christ's resurrection? Are we content that Jesus is back? Do we keep the info in, like the Mark text tells, that says, no, tell no one? Or do we excitedly go back and tell everyone the good news, like Mary does in John? How do we live the way Christ asks us to live and to love? I shared with you the story of Reverend William James's ministry because he lived for 97 years. And in his life and ministry, he reflected his belief in the power of the resurrection to make a difference in the lives of those whom he served. In his story, he was involved in many community ministries. He organized the East Harlem Triangle Housing Program. He founded the Ministerial Interfaith Association of Harlem. He ministered to street gangs and to the homeless. He was chairman of the board of the Harlem Urban Development Corporation that helped to save the famed Apollo Theater from abandonment and rebuilt the structure of the Harlem community. After directing the Multi-Ethnic Center for Ministry of the Northeastern Jurisdiction of the United Methodist Church, he was awarded an honorary doctorate in 1985. When he passed away in 2013, Reverend James's obituary said that he was a leader in the struggle to end segregation of the Methodist Church. He could always be counted on to fight for racial equality and to oppose war. He was an also early champion of gay and lesbian rights. Bill served on the board of United Methodist Church and Society. That is the mission agency of the church in the area, which helps to shape the church's response to our community needs. Reverend William James was a man of the cross, like the one he chose to follow. And he followed Christ. And it is with that same conviction that you are to go forward as Easter people. Unafraid of the world, unafraid of death's sting, and into the world spreading the good news that Christ the Lord is risen today. So as you leave this place today, and you are faced with what to do with this wild story of mysterious resurrection, you have a choice. A choice that you can go home and expect nothing and do nothing. Or you can wait and be present to the possibility of resurrection and wait for it and give it time and expect something amazing to happen. Some of the experiences are of the living Christ. After that, after having experience of the living God, you won't be able to contain yourself, I promise you. You can't not share your experience of hope, of grace, of love with others. You can not share the good news. You can't not share the good news with others, especially those who are most in need of it, those who are grieving, those who are sick, those who are addicted, those who are hopeless. And sometimes that looks like telling others about your experience. Sometimes it looks like you walking your talk. And sometimes it means you living out your faith. Love wins. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen. At this time, I invite our communion service to come forward as we celebrate the great Easter Thanksgiving. You can find the Great Thanksgiving in your hymnal on page 9 to 10, but it's adapted a little, so if you are able to follow along, please do so. You will know when your parts are. The God of every morning be with you.
Also with you.
People of Easter morning, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
People of Easter joy, give thanks to the one who raises us into new life. It is right to give our thanks and praise. On this day of joy and hope, Redeemer of the lost, we sing our praises to you. Very early in the morning, your word shattered the silence of chaos, and your grace flowed forth like a river. You reached down and gathered up the dust of creation, forming us into your image and breathing life into us. Yet the day came when we chose to turn from you, believing our wisdom was superior to yours, to your will for us. You sent us the prophets to speak of your gracious hope, but we refused to listen. When you could have let us remain in the clutches of sin and death, you sent Jesus to be one of us so we could come home to you. Therefore, we join our voices this morning with those who stood at the empty tomb, as well as those of every time and place, singing our Easter joy to you with your people on earth and all the company of heaven. We praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, God of every day. And blessed is Jesus Christ, bright morning star. Creator of all that is good, he entered the shadows of hell to lead us into hope's light. Beloved of your heart, he embraced our sin so that we could be forgiven. Glory beyond imagination, he welcomed death so we could enter life eternal. Even as we believe what we may not understand, we trust the mystery that we call faith. And on the first day that Christ shaped all that is good and beautiful. On the first day of the week, Christ swallowed up death forever. On the last day, Christ will call us to the table of the Lamb. And on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave it to his disciples. He blessed it and thanked you, gave it to his disciples, and broke the bread. And he said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you and for many. Every time you do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, drink from this cup. This is God's love poured out for you and for many. Every time you drink from this cup, do this in remembrance."